Man, I'm telling you, that sounds as exciting, isn't it? I tell you, all turkey season, I have been chasing this one gobbler. You know, I've seen and heard lots of young birds, which should make a great year next year, but this one, old Tom, seemed to be the only mature gobbler on our property, and he was crafty. You know, I knew he was out there all the time that I was in the woods. I could hear him. When it would thunder, he'd gobble. And most every time that I went out, there wasn't a time that he wasn't in the mix of the gobbling.
Did you hear that? Hey, rain or shine, it's turkey time. I just heard a gobble. I don't really want to get wet, but here I go.
Let's go see if we can kill one.
Most every day during the season, I was in the woods searching for that old dude. You know, I had a few close encounters, but he always seemed to have hens with him. And, you know, he didn't want to leave those hens. And when I would call, he'd gobble back at me, but what he was trying to do was get me to go to him. Or something would happen that would booger him. Now, booger him means that's Arkansas slang for making him nervous. Like one day somebody banged on some equipment and he was coming my way. But one morning, I was slipping through the woods and I heard him. He was so close, so I just plopped down in front of the nearest tree and hit a few calls. And as soon as I did, an old hen answered me back. Now, we had a regular turkey conversation going on all of a sudden, and I'd call and she'd answer back and he would gobble. Sometimes, though, when you're out there turkey hunting, things just seem to happen fast. And now comes the oh-no part of the story. If an old gobbler has hens with him, he's pretty much always following them around. They'll be in the lead in whatever direction he's heading, you know, or where they're heading. And I've had that happen to me many times, and I've killed several gobblers after I'd called in the hen first and she had gone past me. But this time, I had made a mistake. You know, as me and the turkey were in the middle of our conversation, I could hear something, and it was coming through the leaves. And this was just pretty close after I just started calling. Did you see that? Let's back it up and see the replay. Hey, as we zoom in, you can see here where she comes in, hutting along, and then, yeah, she sees me. How do I know? Besides her backpedaling to get away from me and flying off in a different direction, did you hear all that squawking? You know, she is letting everything know that, hey, something just doesn't look right over here. That's what she was saying. You know, and there goes my shot at that big old gobbler. That was the closest I had come to seeing him that year. He had been just a little ways behind her. And whose fault was that? It was mine. You know, sometimes you can hunt so many days in a row without much action that you get too lax. You aren't as vigilant as you are in the beginning of the season. You know, I simply just got in a hurry. I didn't pick out a good tree or some ground cover to get in and just plop down in front of a tree that made me stick out like a sore thumb out there in the woods. And as a result, what'd I do? Missed my opportunity. Hey, you know, hey, how often do we do that in our spiritual lives? As followers of Christ, our focus should be on who? Jesus and His mission. But oftentimes we get lax or we just go through the motions. Have you been there? Jesus warns us about it in Mark 14:38. He says, "Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the old flesh is weak." When our focus shifts from Christ to ourselves, we miss opportunities. Maybe to share the gospel with someone and lead them to Christ, or to be a blessing to someone in need. Romans 8:5 says, "For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit." Following Jesus is a daily decision. We wake up and we choose to walk with Him. by doing what? Studying His Word and seeking His guidance in prayer and listening for His voice throughout our day. Today, don't miss the opportunity the Lord has given you. Use it wisely. If you'd like to know more about following Jesus, go to follow.lifeword.org. This is LifeWord's brand new online discipleship tool, and best of all, it's free. Check out more videos of the outdoors at lifeword.org or follow us on social media. Hey, I'm Sean Merrill, and I'll see you next time right out here in the great outdoors. Hopefully without all these gnats.